Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. A lot of ground to cover today. The community is deep into food storage fundamentals, with multiple creators putting out strong pantry content. We've also got gear coverage ranging from budget EDC builds to power outage management. And on the skills side, land navigation is getting some real attention. Let's get into it. We'll start with food, because today it is absolutely front and center. City Prepping put out a video on 4 meals you can build entirely from rice, one cheap pantry staple turned into practical, repeatable meals that can significantly cut your annual food costs. They've also paired it with a free rice guide on their site if you want the written version alongside the video. Rogue Preparedness is covering emergency food stockpiles from the ground up. Every pantry staple worth having, how long each one actually lasts, and how to build a supply whether you're starting from scratch or filling gaps in what you already have. It's a complete reference piece on building a functional food reserve. Those two together make for a strong food storage block today. Rice as a foundation, and the broader pantry picture to build around it. From pantry to power. The Urban Prepper dropped a video on managing backup power during outages, and the core idea is one a lot of people overlook. Most people burn through their stored power too fast because they don't prioritize. The video breaks down a 3-tier outage framework built around appliance prioritization and outlet timers to stretch your runtime significantly. There's also a free PDF framework available if you want something you can reference without rewatching. Alaska Granny is out with 5 ways to prepare for disaster, covering the planning and evaluation side of preparedness, including rotating and inspecting supplies, food storage, solar power, fuel, and water filtration. It's a solid check-in style video for anyone who wants to audit where their preps currently stand. DIY Prepper TV is covering the rapid get-home bag, specifically how to assemble one built around the goal of getting back to your family and your supplies when a disaster hits without warning. They're walking through recommended gear, including specific pack options, so it's actionable from the jump. Staying in the gear space, Gray-Bearded Green Beret put out what is genuinely one of the more useful navigation videos you'll see this week. He breaks down all 5 compass types: button, wrist, lensatic, baseplate, and mirror. His take is direct. The button compass is a novelty item, the wrist compass is a convenience item, and neither one is a real navigation tool. The lensatic, baseplate, and mirror will all get the job done, but they don't all perform equally. He walks through the differences. If you've been carrying a compass without knowing exactly which type it is and why it matters, this one is worth your time. Kent Survival is out with an overlanding video covering a Sahara Desert crossing in a 20-year-old truck. Camping, off-roading, and open-fire cooking across one of the most demanding environments on the planet. For the community members who think seriously about vehicle-based preparedness and long-distance self-sufficiency, watching how a rig holds up in extreme conditions over distance is genuinely instructive. Now into communications. The Tech Prepper put out a hands-on demonstration of how his Reticulum network routes messages across 4 different interface types: LoRa, packet radio, Wi-Fi, and a TCP internet link. He's physically showing the paths messages take as they move through his network. If you've been building out decentralized communications or following the Reticulum ecosystem, this is a practical look at how multi-interface routing actually behaves in the real world. Rob Braxman Tech is out with a video on IP addresses and what they actually reveal, specifically testing whether AI tools give accurate privacy advice on the question of whether an IP address can expose your exact location. He demonstrates that the default AI answer on this is incorrect and walks through what's actually true. For anyone thinking about operational security and digital privacy, knowing the real limits of IP-based location tracking matters. On the medical side, Skinny Medic is flagging something timely. Tick encounters are running significantly higher this season. The video covers how to remove ticks effectively and walks through prevention strategies for both people and pets. June is peak season across most of the country, so this one is relevant right now, regardless of where you're located. And from Homesteading Family Today, they're covering the quieter, slower seasons on the homestead. The garden work that doesn't show immediate results, the rest and healing that happens underneath the surface before progress becomes visible. It's a reflective piece on the rhythms of homestead life rather than a how-to, but it speaks to the long-game mindset that serious homesteaders understand well. A couple of channels today are putting out content focused on current events, geopolitics, and large-scale fear scenarios. Full Spectrum Survival has two videos up today in that vein, and Pinball Preparedness posted commentary that moves into political territory. That's not the territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Now to some newer voices in the community doing solid work. The Reasonable Gentleman put out a Dollar Tree EDC challenge. The question is straightforward. Can you actually build a practical everyday carry kit using only items from Dollar Tree? It's a fun format, but it has real value. Budget EDC is a serious topic for a lot of people just getting started, and stress testing cheap gear, honestly, is exactly the kind of content that helps newer preppers avoid wasting money. Goshen Prepping posted an Azure Standard haul, walking through what they bought and what they saved. Azure Standard carries fresh, organic, and non-GMO options, and for people building out a food storage rotation with quality sourcing, seeing how someone else works that supplier into their pantry budget is useful. Frugal Off-Grid is out with a video called The Off-Grid Lie Nobody Tells You, and the premise is clear. Going off-grid doesn't mean escaping the system. It means reducing your dependence on it. That reframe is something a lot of people in the community have come to on their own after starting their off-grid journey. And hearing it stated plainly up front can save newer preppers from building around the wrong expectations. Off-Grid with Jay and Jen covered a complete overhaul of their off-grid water system, including a pump house build. Water infrastructure is one of the highest stakes systems on any off-grid property, and a full rebuild gives a real look at what that process involves. Mike Tango Whiskey put out a Getting Started video for preppers, covering the three B's of prepping plus one additional framework point. It's an entry-level overview and a practical starting point for anyone who's new to the channel or new to preparedness in general. No Reddit threads or podcast episodes in today's data, so we'll keep moving. Today's dominant thread is clear. Food storage is the story of the day. Between City Prepping's rice meals, Rogue Preparedness on full pantry planning, and Goshen Prepping's haul video, the community produced a strong cluster of practical, actionable food content in a single 24-hour window. That's a good day. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thanks for starting your morning here, and I'll see you tomorrow.